All right, so we are up furthering in the essays that a person who is involved in Lashon Hara will down to be over. Vav. V'chol zeh shekasavnu, who afilu im esaper divrei gnos ha-chaveroi, beinoi levein atzmoi, is even if he's saying Lashon Hara just one-on-one, etc. Avol im medabek as atzmoi l'chabur shalan shei resha, but if he is clinging, he's joining, he is participating in a group of Anshei Resha, Ubale Lashon, Kidei L'Saper Lohem Divrei Gnus L'Chaver, or Kidei L'Shmaya Mehem, to hear exactly all the latest news, or to share the latest news, Oiver Gama Mitzvah's essay Shal Uboi Tzidbak. There's a Mitzvah's essay called Uboi Tzidbak, that's Midovok and Hashem. And Chazal Darshan, you can't be davik Hashem. So Chazal Darshan means he's davik b'tamidei chachamim, ulahasmid b'yeshiva, someone to sit with them, b'chol oifen meha'ifanim, for many different ways that you could learn with them. Afilu lechav lishtos im tamid chacham, even if to eat and drink with the tamid chacham. Like someone told me, he was sitting at a meal with a place that we have staying on staying to, and
worst nightmare.
What? Right. It's pretty much, he's like, okay, so he's sitting there, and then, you know, they bring out like a fruit cup. He's like, bracha. So make a bracha, not make a bracha. Back and forth. Okay, let's see. Make a, okay, which bracha is it? Eight, Adama. Going back and forth. Fine. Everyone's hocking around over there. By the time, okay, next course, bring out a salad. Was checked. Wasn't checked. What's the story? Then they bring out a soup. Is it ground? Is it shahakal? Is it adama? Like, okay, you know, I'm just going, I want to eat in peace. I'm going to another table. So as he says here, Maisa, I feel lack of a lish to see Tamil Chachamim. Even just the eating and the drinking of Tamil Chacham, you learn from that. Blas is pragmatia lit Tamil Chacham and doing business or giving business opportunities to Tamil Chacham. Well, he's Dabikim and Chomini Chibor. I call Gadesh Yilmun Maseim. Every way that a person can learn from their deeds. Now, it's Torah Beer. I saw it in this version of the Chafetz Chaim. It's Ha'aris from different Rosh Yeshivas. So you bring a kasha here from Rabbi Bear. And I don't understand what's the bittul essay of Uboy Sidbak. The bit less it would be if I have a chance right now to go be davuk in the Talmud Chacham, and instead I ditch the Talmud Chacham and I'm going out and going to be davuk in this group of Anshei Resha or Mesaper Lashon Hara, like he so calls them.
Wait.
What?
Wait, he left Avram.
But I don't know, right now I'm either sitting at home doing nothing or I'm going to chill with my Anshei Resha Balei Lashon Hara. So what's the bittul essay of the boy Sidbak? I'm not, because of this, not being davuk in Talmud Chacham. So the way we're learning, I don't know if it doesn't mean every time you're doing this, you move out to the essay. It means you could end up coming l'day. But that's true. But the Chafetz Chaim is mashma that when you are in this group, you are being move out to the essay. So why is that? So he says it really depends on what the lumdus of the essay of Uboy Sidbak is. He says a lot of Sharon learn that Uboy Sidbak is you really supposed to be davak in Hashem. The way you're davak in Hashem is by being davak to the Chacham. So really, the whole mitzvah is to be davak in Hashem. And Mimela, you're davak in Tamil Chacham, that's the way that the. But he says if you're in Daik, the Chabetz Chaim, he didn't learn like that. Chabetz Chaim clearly learned that the mitzvah's essay is the dvekas in the Tamil Chacham, kedesh yomer myself. Not as a hechatimtza to be mizdavik in Hashem. So if the mitzvah is uboy sidbak, you should be davuk in the Talmud Chacham for the sake of being davuk to the Talmud Chacham, independently of something of any other reason. So, if that's true, so if you are now being davuk with someone else and learning from their ma'isim. So then there's a bit of essay, because the idea is, the essay is only learn from the deeds of a Talmud Chacham. Don't learn from the Maisim of an Amar. And if you're going and learning from the Maisim of Haaretz, that's a bit all the mitzvah of being learning your Maisim from the Mechacha.
Even if there's no opportunity at this
right.
time.
Because the idea is, it's not a matter of that. The mitzvah is learn your things from the Mechacha. So now be a dime. I'm not learning my things from them. I'm learning my things from Adam Arts.
If you guys aren't learning anything.
I'm not learning anything. So then I'm not be a dime being
couch potato. He's a nothing.
Right, but now I'm going ahead. I'm choosing someone to learn from. I'm learning from Adam Arts. So that's a guy who's strong about his maisma piame arts. At best case scenario, I mean, he's a strong lawyer. That's okay. I'm saying that Anshe Resha and saying Anshe Resha, like based on what's going on in the world today, like we would think Anshe Resha, I could find
his example in the footnote is people who schmooze by
right, exactly. So it's like, and it's pretty severe. Okay, but that's the next, that's the other essay that you could be mevatel if you're not careful. This is more like a chetimtza. You should be yare mimi. You should be yare mimi sheshochim bebeisek bavais, right? V'lochein ein mechashvim b'chesboinos kiim shal mitzvah. You can't be oisek in things which are not shal mitzvah. V'choshke and also b'am schoik v'hitol v'sichol b'teila. Okay, none of that is what's going on there. V'loy moil b'zeh shum t'nai. And you cannot make a tenai on this. So if you are doing Lashon Hara Rechilus, in a base medrash, so you're obviously not being yari, maybe you should show him the ba'izet. What? I'm just saying he means you can't build a base med, you can't build a base mech base a medrash on tonight to do a bizarre. That's the place I'm saying. There's a Muslim that you can make a base of medrash on tonight that you can eat there. Such an idea you can eat in the base medrash. You can't make a tonight to do different bizarre. So you're being over Mikdoshi Tiro if you do an Avera in the base of medrash.
Right, you didn't build it on tonight there.
That's what I'm saying. What? Even if you did say it won't work. Can make it tonight to do that.
So
we draw the line, you know. People make a kiddushin mishmuz or whatever, but we're not mocking about that as far as I know.
Okay, so you have to know what the get of litzanus is. The mesa. The person would say something like that. Does they retire, whatever? But you make like a chasana, something a little bit more, whatever. Shalshudis, a lot of places we talk about, you make shalshudis in the shul. Most places say you could. Most places could say you could.
So,
everyone makes kiddush in the shul. I don't know if that's different.
It's not for Edson, but that's what happens.
What happens?
He's asking how it's not. Now it's the Muslim Shabbat, practically speaking.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't count there either because half the Kabusa shots end up also.
A bittle be a dime of if you're doing an aver in front of the base medrash, you're obviously not having the proper cover for the place. That's what he's saying.
Same as you're right, but I'm saying he's
okay. You're saying okay, fine. I'm not disagreeing with that, but. And if this that you're speaking, he's showing clearly he's not going to believe that Hashem is here. And therefore, I don't mind speaking whatever I want to speak in the base medrash. Obviously, you don't think Hashem is here. So you are being mevatel the essay of Mikdash Tiro. Now, it's well known That's why Rabbi Avigdor Miller and other Gedolim didn't go to the Kaisel. He did not like to go to the Kaisel. He went once and he never went again because he couldn't handle seeing the bizarre that was going on over there of the holiest place. And now we would look at it like, okay, a bunch of tourists. Right there. We're not that sensitive to like the group of Chinese people with an umbrella on the song. I'm saying like taking pictures. Okay, like what's the big deal? Lemaisa, he would see that and be like, he couldn't enter. Now Lemaisa,
he leaves to go to
the
Shabbos morning, also Friday night. It's crazy. Yeah, okay.
But the next I heard from Rabbi Reisman that he was there with he went with Rabbi Palm one time, and also Rabbi Palm also only went once in his life. He didn't go back, and he said that people were sitting there. You know, you finished singing your Tehillim with Kavana, and then bump into this guy they haven't seen since yeshiva. Like, oh, what are you up to? Whatever. I'm saying, I went skiing. I want to take my kids. Where's the best, pizza shop in town? So he was like, what do you think you're staying? So he says, he said that a person can't treat the way he acts in by the Kaisel is the way he acts in shul. And if the way he acts in shul is that in middle davening, he goes over, leans over to the guy next and starts talking in business and starts talking about the latest, whatever he's talking about, he says there's no shaila in his mind that when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash by the Ma'amadis and the Kohen Gadol is shechting the Korban Tamid, between the Shechita and the Zrika, he's going to be hacking to the guy next to him about the traffic and the latest pizza shop. So don't think that you're going to get any better when there's a Beis HaMikdash. If you don't work on it now, you're going to be the same guy then that it is now. So he said, the same way you don't think that you can't imagine, I'm standing here, they're doing that, this Hashem, they're bringing Mamish Kabbalah, everyone's like a Mamish sitting there, and like it's the Kedusha, and your mom is in the thick of everything. It's like, if you're in the thick of it now too. If you're not appreciating it now, you're not going to appreciate it then.
Well,
that was what Pam said.
That's a lack of art.
This is what we say. That's
a very different book.
No,
I don't think it is at all.
And you read the Gemara's and Yuma, they stamp people in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. It says that some people wake up late and things like that. Like, they did regular things. If they didn't,
No, I'm saying that's like the whole story with the guy came from far away to go hear the Chafetz Chaim speak in Radin, and he goes outside and there's a couple of he's like, when's your Shiva speaking? They're sitting around hacking, playing cards on a Shabbos afternoon. He said, when's your Shiva speaking? I think he's in the middle. Go. Yeah. Whatever. If you don't appreciate it, I don't appreciate it. He says, "Afilo alam di terbik vias beis amedrash shuhuta la'am lechom lishlis." Even those that learn all day in shul, so they're allowed to eat nikol makim if they hack around and they do schoik vehitol and lashon hara, they're going to be over this lava of mikdash and tiro levan miisura ya'atzmi.
Why wouldn't? What's it saying that?
No, because he's saying his betzem is a heter that a talmud chacham who learns all day in shul is allowed to make the shul like his home. But fine, so if it's like my home, so I don't be so careful exactly my demeanor. Because he's my father. No, your demeanor, you're allowed to eat and drink, but your demeanor still has to be serious. Okay? Yeah, it's like the guy says, after lechem, well, I don't mind embarrassing myself, so I can embarrass the other guy. It's okay, but anyway. Fine, so we'll stop here. And it's Hashem, next week. Continue on next week. The Shabbos of Boisai.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. We'll see you all.
Busy Shabbos. All right.